Cozy traditions feel good, and that includes your fall makeup look. From lashes for days to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Well, if there was ever a week to find the good, the happy, the positive news worldwide, it is this week. And that's not to make light of anything serious or heavy, but it is a day to enjoy Cathal O'Sullivan and all of the fine wonders that he's found. How are things?
I'm great. How are you, Andrew?
Yeah, I'm not bad at all, actually. You've loads of good news for us this week.
Absolutely. Well, we'll kick off with this story. It's an electronic eye implant and it's half the thickness of a human hair. And it is helping people who had previously incurable sight loss to see again. Right. So, like, first of all, with that line, oh my God, this is incredible news. So experts have described the results as remarkable, but it was 38 elderly patients with dry age-related macular degeneration. So basically, it's kind of a elderly thing where you start to lose your vision later in life. And it was conducted across 17 sites in Europe. So in the UK, Germany, France, Italy and the Netherlands. And now 84% of people who took part have gained the ability to read letters, numbers and words after the implantation has been put into their eye. So like, this is incredible that people who have, I suppose, slowly started to lose their sight and be able to see again. How it works, patients wear these kind of augmented reality glasses with a video camera connected kind of to their to their eye. And the glasses capture the images, project them on an infrared beam. So basically, the people who had no central vision, once they have these glasses on, they can see how the eye is, I suppose, working with this new implant in. It's quite technical and quite scientific, but the first device of its kind that is going to, I suppose, allow people to see again in the world.
So this is the New England Journal of Medicine have this story today. So 84% of people have had their macular degeneration actually reinstated or restored.
And Sheila Irvine, one of the experts, has said it's a new way of looking at their, I suppose, with these new glasses that they're using, the augmented reality glasses, they're getting a new way to look at the eye and, I suppose, being able to see this tiny little thing that, like I say, is half the thickness of human hair going into the eye, and see how people can read letters again. And like, people who have, I suppose, gone through it and been part of the study have just been absolutely overjoyed at seeing again.
Some positive news.
It's just some positive news for those, I suppose, who, like, sight is just such a wonderful thing.
God,
so, like,
absolutely.
It's good news for those people out there.
Now, good news for the people of County Tipperary.
Timmy Hammersley, Ross Moore, Clan LT, Connor O'Brien, Errol, Gana Carty, Darren Gleeson from Portrue, Liam Sheedy, this one's for you.
Tip, Andrea.
It's the two Johnnies, isn't it?
It's the two Johnnies, yeah. It's great news for Tipperary today. They have been named as one of the top 25 places to visit in the world for 2026.
That's unbelievable.
By Lonely Planet. So people will know Lonely Planet as this kind of travel guide. They come in alongside places in Botswana, Sardinia, Mexico City and Peru. So like, the County Tipperary, like, you just wouldn't think it off the top of your head as one of the places to visit. Now, I don't know if you have much experience in visiting.
It's not a county I know at all.
Now, I have an aunt there. Shout out to my auntie Maura. Lovely place in the world. She lives in Gary Kennedy. And like, I've spent a lot of time in Tipperary. I'm part of the Ross Gray Musical Society as well. And it's just a lovely part of the world, I think. They've Loch Derg. They've loads of lovely mountains,
the
Rock of Cashel. Yeah, I think, and the people notwithstanding are lovely people too. And one man who I know is very happy is Cathal Minogue.
Good afternoon, guys. It's Cathal Minogue calling from Today FM and, more importantly, from Tipperary. Delighted to hear the news today that Tipperary is in the top 25 places to visit in the world. And so why wouldn't it be? You've got the beautiful Rock of Cashel, the Cashel Palace Hotel, Caher Castle, the Swiss Cottage, the Glen of Aherlow. And the people aren't bad too either. That's the best bit about it. You might bump into, I don't know, Pat Short or Una Healy. And also, Liam McCarthy is hanging around Tipperary too. Good luck.
Great news. Our colleague there, Cathal Minogue. Yeah, I think it's great news for Ireland, number one, to be named in this top 25 list. But also for the people of Tip. Like he says, they have Liam McCarthy, but also they have this now. I think it's a lovely part of the world and I've spent a lot of time in it. And like he says, the people are very nice. But if you do get a chance to go and, like, I suppose, spend a night away, there's the palace in Cashel as well. There's loads.
I've only been to Tipperary once.
Really?
Yeah, no way. In my entire lifetime. A couple of years ago, my old housemate lived in Tip. In Tipperary. We were only there for a couple of hours. We were
passing
going on
through,
to literally, actually, I was there to get a lift to go on to Cork. Yeah. So I'd say I've been in County
passing
Tipperary
through.
For probably no more than about 2 hours.
Well, look, you could spend a weekend there climbing mountains and, I don't know, eating in places like Larkin's and Gooser's, and they're all lovely restaurants.
Right.
It's a great night out as well, Andrea.
It's a great title for the county to get today. A lot of people I know doing this for the first time.
Yes, Andrea, the 44th Dublin Marathon takes place this Sunday. I know there are a lot of people out there with the nerves and the anxiety heading into Sunday.
So. Like fair play to them.
26.2 miles or 42 kilometres. It's the 44th Marathon here in Dublin. 22,500 people taking part in it. And I think it's just one of those things that is just such an achievement. People have been working so hard over the past couple of months. You've had the long runs. People last week would have been doing, I suppose, probably their last long run in like what might be around 33, 34 kilometres. I'd say this week they're hitting the like 7 or 5 kilometre mark just to ease into it. But it's a huge achievement and people are like, you see the streets of Dublin on Sunday.
That's brilliant. There seems to be, I haven't been down as a spectator ever. I have friends who go to spectate every year, even when they don't know people taking part.
Yeah, I know. It's incredible.
It's
just people line the streets. It takes part, or it takes place starting at Leeson Street Lower and finishing on Mount Street Upper, all kind of in and around the same area. And there's different waves and stuff like that. So I think you get a flavour at the start of the people who are really, really fast.
Yeah.
And then throughout the day, you'll get to see all the different people who, I suppose, are doing it for different charities and stuff like that. It's a really joyful day.
Our own John Faraday.
John Faraday taking part.
Excellent.
Well, very best luck. Can I round tall at John? But yeah, one of those things that I love about
the year. I thought
you'd
be in the thick of that now.
And I might be 27 yesterday, Andrew, but I haven't hit that midlife crisis yesterday. Yes, I haven't hit the marathon.
And happy birthday. I know you were.
Thank you very much.
Enjoying your cake and all in the office yesterday.
Oh, yes,
afternoon.
Absolutely. But I don't think I've hit the stage of a marathon yet. I might do a half first.
Right. Well, you're flat out with the 5Ks, I see,
absolutely.
Your social media. This could make a comeback.
Oh, look, another glorious morning. Makes me sick.
Okay. Well, in case listeners don't know, that is Winifred Sanders, of course, from Hocus Pocus. Well, good news for fans of the film series. Hocus Pocus 3 is in the works, and it's one of those films that I will watch every year at Halloween. I'll only watch it once.
I didn't even know there was a 2.
There was a 2, and do you know what? It got a bit of criticism about how it was done, but I suppose all the time, sequels will kind of come under this, like, I suppose, bit of backlash and stuff like that, how they do it and stuff like that.
I always thought it was a sort of a frightening child's movie.
Really?
Yeah, like I remember as a kid watching it and like being kind of terrified of it.
I love it. Book. It's brilliant. It's one of those things.
As a young child.
Yeah,
I should point
as a
out.
Young child. Well, maybe not so much now. But actually, Bette Midler has confirmed that it's going ahead.
Well, you know, they sent a script and a lot of it was brilliant.
Yeah.
So I got very excited. And now we're sort of like trying to figure out what it is and how it's going, where it's going to be and how much it's going to cost and all those.
Could be Halloween 2026. We don't know.
Yeah, Andrea, so fans of the series can look forward to that maybe next year. And I know, Andrea, what your reason to be happy is this week.
You know, that is, it's probably one of my, well, it is my second favourite Westlife.
See,
song.
I did a bit of research and found out that it was one of your favourites. That's why I threw it in there. But yes, they have added an extra 5 days.
I know, as if 5 wasn't enough, there was 10.
I'm like, Jesus, the lads are flat out. 15th, 16th, 18th, 19th, 20th are all added to September next year. And we'll obviously have the 22nd to the 26th. But like, they already have a record of 74 shows at the point or the 3 arena. So like that's a record in itself. But if they're to sell out 10 nights kind of in a row almost, that would be incredible. I hopefully will be there. It's just one of the, they were my first gig.
Were they?
2008, Croke Park, back home. I'll never forget getting the tickets for Christmas.
Amazing.
But yeah, it's hit after hit.
Sure, I love them. Yeah, I'm going to be insufferable by about the middle of September next year. I mean, I know myself.
It's like me in the Rose of Tralee.
I'm sure they will be thrilled with that comparison. The same as the Rose of Tralee. Well, I will be hopefully there in the thick of it all over the course of those few nights. Actually, funny you mention this, though, because this is my reason to be happy for this week.
You're going Olympian Orchestra.
I'm actually going to the first of the Westlife gigs on Monday in London in the Royal Albert Hall, because Westlife are playing, they're performing in the Royal Albert Hall with the Philharmonic Orchestra.
Oh my God, that'll be incredible.
So I cannot wait. But I kind of wonder
how they're going
to
do it.
Will we be allowed to sing them?
Oh, I don't know about singing along with the Philharmonic, but I want to hear...
Because I'm going to want to sing.
Flying Without Wings now lends itself to something like that, but I want to hear when you're looking like that under the Philharmonic Orchestra.
You Raise Me Up will be brilliant, but if I have to listen to Bop Bop Baby and Shut Up, that'll be that'll be very hard going. I can tell
you that. It's like telling me to shut up on a day-to-day basis.
Carlo Sullivan, thanks a million as always for bringing a little smile, much needed smile,
absolutely,
I should say, yeah, to our face this Wednesday afternoon. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Cozy traditions feel good, and that includes your fall makeup look. From lashes for days to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.